The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, a very warm welcome to you. Welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say on this edition of the podcast, I'm joined by Alistair Jones. Alistair, a very good morning to you. How are you? Keeping well?
I'm very well, thank you, Bobby.
And yesterday, we had a good day's race. If we could just take a quick recap from what we saw actually yesterday. Of course, the big meeting that was at Kempton. I think we need to start first with the fact that Angel's Breath was beaten in the Dovecote behind Southfield Stone.
He was indeed, yeah. Bit harsh, people knocking him. I suppose he's been hyped up and everybody's been, you know, hoping he's the next big thing. And all of a sudden he gets beat and, you know, the bubbles burst, if you like. And yet, if you look at the bare facts of the race, he was giving weight to a very good horse over a trip that's likely to be short of his best on a track that was probably speedy enough and too tight. I think all in all, the front two were miles clear of everything else. It was a perfectly positive performance. If he wasn't favourite of the Supreme, then, you know, everybody would be going, what a lovely prospect he is. So Nicky Henderson was pleased enough. I think they expect him to come on for the run. He'll definitely head to Cheltenham. Whether it's for the 2 miler or the 2 mile 5, we'll wait and see.
And in the race before the Dovecote, we did have the Adonis, and you had Fusel Rafael's. Very impressive for Nick Henderson and Dal Jacob.
Yeah, the domestic scene's been, you know, the juvenile scene, if you like, in England has been really moderate so far. There's been, you know, the Irish have dominated the anti-post betting for the Triumph. So we were due a bit of a fillip. And this fellow definitely, you know, he's now second best, I think, with William Hill for the Triumph Hurdle. He's had a dodgy preparation. I think Nicky Henderson was saying that he was a sick horse for much of the winter. And I don't think it was the best of additions, to be honest. But he could do no more than win as he did. I mean, he scampered clear, didn't he? And apparently it was a record time as well for the course. So something like 13 seconds faster than what Zakander achieved on his hurdling debut in the same race. And we know what he went on to do. So, yeah, good reason to be very hopeful about that horse, I think, heading to Cheltenham.
We need to give a mention as well to the Eider Chase and also the Winter Derby as well. We'll start first with the Eider, the big handicap up at Gosforth Park on Saturday afternoon, and it went in the way of Cross Park. That returned at 12-1 for Caroline Bailey and Jamie Moore in the saddle.
Yeah, given a good ride, brave performance. You have to fill for the second, Mr. Ree.
He ran a cracker.
Yeah, previous winner of the race. And yeah, she's, she gave it absolutely everything. It was a typical Eider, full of thrills and spills, fallers here, there and everywhere. Shame about Baywing, of course, who, came down early and sadly lost his life. That was, a big blow to the race. A brave winner in Cross Park. And there were a couple of eye catchers in behind. Kimberlite Candy, I thought, ran a nice race. There's better days ahead for him. It was a very competitive renewal of the Eider. Newcastle's, of course, most famous chase.
And it was Winter Derby Day at Lingfield as well. The Group 3 Winter Derby. Wissahickon returned your 1-4 favourite there. Very impressive again. No, how good can this horse be, in your opinion, Alistair?
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't he? He's completely unexposed. I mean, obviously, not all Cambridgeshire winners go on to better things, but John Gosden won that handicap with Halling, of course, many years ago, and he went on to be a Group 1 horse. And this horse still has, a fair way to go before he reaches those sort of heights, but he's certainly heading in the right direction. And, you know, you don't get many 1-4 winners of a Group 3. And that, you know, only reiterated the gap between himself and the rest. And he couldn't have won any easier. He looks a horse that they're talking about now going for the Golden Shaheen out in Dubai. So, this horse is fast-tracking himself to the big league.
And looking ahead to Monday afternoon's action, we have some decent races to look forward to. And of course, what we need to mention, I believe that you, Toxeter, where your selections are. This is actually an extra fixture, isn't it? Because of the equine flu. So an extra fixture for you, Toxeter. The 210 is where your first selection will be, and it's a Class 5 handicap hurdle.
Yeah, this is it's fairly competitive stuff that you talk to, and this is no different. Choo Choo Boogaloo is going to be will do for many, I'd have thought. This mare won by a long way at Kelso last time, but she has been hit with a full £14 rise for that, which is a lot for, you know, I know she won easily, but going up £14 for winning what was essentially a weak race, I think, is potentially a stumbling block. So we're going to try and get her beat. Catch in Time is a good horse at the top for this sort of level. He wasn't at his best last time, but is normally a fairly reliable performer for this level of competition. But I'm going to go with number 7, Bhutan. Still a maiden over hurdles, has to be said, but he's run well either side of an early departure. Two runs back. Other than that, that latest fourth at Taunton, I thought was a fairly competitive race for the grade, and she wasn't beaten far. And I think with a repeat of that, she could well be the answer to what, all in all, you know, is a competitive race, but not a strong one.
And the second race on the card, which is where your second selection will be, it's a Class 5 handicap chase. The 240 at Utox, 3.25 miles is the distance.
Yeah, another competitive race. Two last-time out winners here will be popular. Cooper Square was shown pretty much nothing prior to Huntingdon last week, but they put the blinkers on and he was very well backed. And he won by a long way, looked a completely different horse in the new headgear. The concern with me is that under pressure, he still looked a bit of a tricky customer. He was hanging, even though he won well, he just sensed that, you know, he dropped lucky in a poor race. He's got you never know if the blinkers are going to work a second time for a start. He's also got further to travel on Monday, so I think he'll need to step up again. So I'm going to try and get him beat with Baby Taggle, who has run well in a couple of Class 4s this season, finished fourth two runs back, and then last time at Doncaster was still in second and you know, in there with a fighting chance when unseating. There's no question that this is an easier race than that. So Baby Taggle for me in the second race at Utoxeter.
Alistair, pleasure to work with you as always. Thank you for joining me here on the podcast. So don't forget to tune into William Hill Racing Radio on Monday afternoon with Darren Owen, John Babb and Sean Quinn. 4 meetings on the station, which includes Air Plumpton, Utoxeter at Wolverhampton. It all gets underway from 1:40 p.m.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.